This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX, 3:38. Late start today, obviously because of Billiken's basketball. We're with you until 5 p.m. We have Brittany Mikulas coming up in the next segment. We have the Fish Fry, the Catholic Fish Smackdown coming up. Right now we have Dave Murray with weather on the way. Dave, how are we looking?
We're doing okay, and it's going to be kind of an active evening. I'm going to break this all down for you. There's no storms around right now. They're out in western portions of Missouri, so we still have quite a bit of time to go here. It is still very windy, though. These winds that we're seeing now, 40-plus miles per hour, not associated with the thunderstorms that are headed our way. It's a southerly flow. It's all the wind ahead of this cold front that's coming in. We're 84 degrees right now. The record's 86, so we're very close to that. The focus for us will be late Friday afternoon into Friday night. The prime time, it's a big window, 4 p.m. to midnight. The focus for Metro St. Louis, 7 to 9 o'clock tonight, explosive development. Yes, a squall line is going to be coming at us from the west, but they're really going to develop from central Missouri into St. Louis. These are fast-moving storms. The forward motion of these storms is 60 miles per hour. So strong to severe storms possible with a squall line running ahead of this cold front. It's a fast hit because they're moving so quickly. They'll only last about 20 to 30 minutes in any one location. Once they come through, we're done with it. But they will bring heavy downpours of rain, possibility of some street flooding, maybe some small stream flooding, but it's going to be so fast, it's not going to be widespread. Intense lightning, straight line winds of 60 to 80 miles per hour will be easy, because the storms are moving at 60 miles per hour. So expect wind damage, trees, roofs, power lines, etc. Limited hail, but there will be pockets of pea to golf ball size hail. Isolated tornadoes, but there is a possible of long track tornadoes out of this situation. So tornadoes that do form could stay on the ground very long. Be prepared for power outages. Bring the lawn furniture in. Once you get home from work, or if you're home already, bring that in, because that's going to be blowing around quite a bit. So again, Metro St. Louis, 7 to 9 o'clock tonight, and the window is 4 p.m. until about midnight. By midnight, everything is gone out of the listening area. And then the weekend's pretty good. We're still in a southwest flow for Saturday, 66, so we're quite a bit cooler, almost by 20 degrees, maybe a spot shower. A secondary weak cool front comes by Saturday night. We go down to 38 degrees, a couple of spot showers, a couple of snow flurries possible late Saturday night, a couple of spot snow flurries early Sunday, Sunday partly sunny, windy and cold, 49 degrees, but we're back to 74 degrees on Monday. Sunday's going to be rather nippy to be out and about.
Dave, are there any areas of the listening area that are under more danger than others?
No, it's a pretty broad brush with this. I always, when I see a cold front like this, I would say, Wentzville portions west are always kind of a hot spot, maybe north of, and then let's go north of Wentzville too, use that. a lot of times when these storms move into the St. Louis area, the city effect, which is a drier, warm environment, but drier is the key information here, sometimes will tend to take the intensity down of these storms, and then they redevelop on the east side. So there could be areas, again, not everybody's going to see severe weather, but where the severe weather hits, it's going to mean some business as we get into the evening.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
All righty.
Going to take a quick break and come back with Bernie Miklas right after this, DGS.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Greg asking where he can listen to DGS and the radio these days. It's a little bit complicated. So the 24th, Monday the 24th, we will flip the switch and we will be on 104.1 FM. And that will be like the big flagship. We'll still have 1120 for those of you who live outside the city proper. Right now we're on 1120 AM. We are on 102.5 HD2 and we're on the Odyssey app. But 104.1 is still hip hop, as is 98.7 FM, which is going to become the new hip hop station. And everything changes a week from next Monday. So there you go. The great Bernie Miklas joins us. Hey, Bern.
Dave, as long as I can be part of the show, wherever it's broadcast, I'm happy, man.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, I want to run something by you that I threw at Wheeler, which, by the way, Wheeler is out today and Monday. He and his wife went to Chicago to visit some family. So he's out today and Monday. He'll be back on Tuesday. Cool. But I threw this at Wheeler and Pauly, and they seem to like it. And the question is, in all of Major League Baseball, what team has the best thing? Is it Cardinals Nation? Is it Yankee Pinstripes? Is it the Boston Big Green Monster? What, in your estimation, is the coolest thing that a team has?
Gosh, that's a really tough one to answer. I think people shouldn't hate me for this. I'm just talking about this as a lifelong baseball fan. I will always have a really special feeling every time I walk into Wrigley Field. And actually, the Cardinals-Cubs rivalry has made that even stronger because I've been privileged during the Tony La Russa years, you know, to watch some just great, great battles between those two teams. You know, Albert Pujols, Kerry Wood, you name it. So, I got a thing for old ballparks, and so maybe this is more reflective of my generation, but I hold a place like Wrigley in high esteem. Same with Fenway Park, the Green Monster. Same with Dodger Stadium. There's something about Dodger Stadium that just makes it different than anything else. I think the Cardinals have, in terms of a combination of history and a classic look. Like, I love the Cardinals logo. I love the birds on the bat. Talking about something that – you know, you can close your eyes and see, you know, 1934, the Gas House Gang. I mean, that tradition and that history, it's just so rich. And so I'd put the Cardinals up there with any team in baseball, any franchise in baseball, even though the Yankees have won more World Series. I know that. But I would put the Cardinals right there in the inner circle of, like, the most prestigious franchises in baseball. If we're talking football, Lambeau Field and Green Bay, that's it. That's the beginning and the end for me.
Nice. Very nice. So less than 2 weeks to opening day. What changes in these last 2 weeks as far as playing time and decisions being made?
Well, I think Victor Scott's is in the process, well down the road of the process of winning the starting center field job. And frankly, I can't imagine why he wouldn't, because his competitor for this, Michael Ciani, went into today batting 036 and was striking out 32% of the time. And I don't think they want to play Lars Nootbaar a lot in center field. So I'm thinking Victor Scott's pretty much like on the cusp of pinning this thing down. And so I think we're going to watch that over the next 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks, we're going to, between now and March 27th, we're going to wait to see how they set their rotation. You know, but frankly, it looks like it's going to be, you know, all the guys that were part of the rotation last year. You know, Michaelis, Gray, Fetty, Pallante, and Matz. That doesn't mean it'll stay that way the entire time. But, you know, I think that's the way they're going to go to start the season, and some younger guys will get a chance later. And then I think there's a bullpen job or two to nail down. I don't have any great insight on that. I mean, because I think they're going to be going through a lot of relievers all season, so everyone's going to be contributing, even guys that might start down in Memphis. But the thing of it is, David, this is more of an overall performance than anything to do with specific job stuff. I mean, I'm not a big guy on, like, overreacting to spring trainings, whether the spring training performances are great or whether they're terrible. My thing is, like, let's just get to the real games, and then we will start to get some answers. But I have to say, the Cardinals' offense was really bad in 23, even worse in 2024. And so when you're coming off two seasons in a row where your offense is really, really dull and really ineffective, yeah, when you really stink it up offensively in spring training, I don't blame anybody for being concerned, because it represents a continuation of what we've seen the last 2 years. And I'm hoping by the time they leave Florida that more and more of their guys are feeling good about their swings, they're scoring some runs, and the offense has got a little momentum going into the start of the season.
So, Byrne, I think you'll understand this question. Offensively, would you say the problem is just overall not having great bats, or is it more that we're missing a couple of huge bats, the way, like, the Mets have Soto and the Yankees have their three big ones?
Well, with all due respect to the Cardinals players, I mean, there's not one elite offensive player on the team. I think Wilson Contreras is the closest. And I think Wilson Contreras, frankly, is a little underrated even among Cardinals fans. You know, over the last two seasons, this guy's been the 10th best right-handed hitter in the majors. And he is in his prime. So I think, you know, Contreras is a great place to start. Someone kind of, you know, trying to show the way, lead the charge, so to speak. But all the other guys, offensively, I'm talking about, the question has been about just about every single one of them is, like, we know the talent is there. We know they have potential. But when can we expect to see them consistently fulfill their potential? Because if the team does that, then it's got a good offense. You know, Donovan has been a really consistent player. Nootbaar is hurt a lot, but when he plays, he's consistent. They have enough solid guys. Mm-hmm. But the guys that can put this offense over the top have to go from being solid to really, really good. And they're capable of it, but is it a long shot to expect that from them? That's one of the questions about 2025 I'm eager to find out.
Yeah. Byrne, have a great weekend. But before you go, tell us about Soliga.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omisid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.